USA Radio News.
Consumers have already spent at least $1.7 billion shopping online since Wednesday, and that number is only expected to climb as deal hunters continue to hit the stores. I had a chance to catch up with Brian, who was up and at him early, shopping for the best deals.
Me and my wife, we found a couple of deals on the TVs. We saved about $250 on a couple of TVs we bought for the family.
President Trump threatens to close the U.S. border with Mexico if the situation starts spiraling out of control. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
President Trump threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if the caravan situation becomes uncontrollable. Trump telling reporters he will close down the border if people start getting hurt or if it appears law enforcement is going to lose control.
The president also tweeted, Republicans and Democrats must now come together with a major border security package. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225. 7225 or go to mdtopical.com.
Firefighters in Northern California are getting more rain. The National Weather Service is predicting 1 to 3 inches of rain between now and Sunday in the area devastated by the Camp Fire. The fire is 95% contained, but now the concern is mudslides in the area. The latest word from medical researchers is that coffee is good for you. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
This research into the research on coffee finds that drinking up to 4 cups of it a day may help you avoid an early death. These researchers in the UK didn't do new research, but they looked at more than 200 existing studies and found that coffee was more often than not linked to health benefits. And those include the reduced risk of heart disease, reduced risk of many cancers, and a reduced risk of dementia. The findings have been published in the British Medical Journal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats plan to use their control of the House of Representatives to argue for raising the corporate tax rates by a few percentage points. House Democrats also say they plan on using their new majority to hold hearings about the Republican tax overhaul, arguing it's a giveaway to corporations and the wealthy. Maddie Doubler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She joined Fox News and says there's one problem with the Democrats trying to raise taxes on the rich.
House Republicans made it more difficult to raise all taxes, and the question now for Democrats is whether or not they repeal that rule or they replace it with a rule that allows them to raise taxes on wealthy earners. And I think that this really indicates one thing. When Democrats say they want to raise taxes on the rich, they don't mean it. They mean they want to raise taxes on everyone, because right now, Nancy Pelosi is saying she has the politically salient idea to change that rule so just taxes could be raised on upper income earners. And the progressive wing of her party is saying that simply isn't enough. They want full sale repeal of that rule so they can raise taxes on everyone.
Doubler also tries to make some sense of what this means between the more progressive Democrats and the moderate Democrats who ran in, say, a Texas or a Southern California.
What this indicates, though, moving forward, is that progressive Democrats in that party now really want to hold her feet to the fire and force her to make good on that promise. That's going to create problems for Democrats who typically talk a big game on taxes but are refusing to follow them up with real votes.
The talk is that the Democrats would like to raise the corporate tax rate from 25 to 28%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.